to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
New reports say that President Obama's re-election team is going to try to portray Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney as weird. That's right. That's what they're, yeah. They will also try portraying Michelle Bachmann as Michelle Bachmann.
That is Conan O'Brien having a bit of fun with a couple of the GOP presidential candidates. I've gotten some pretty nasty email from people about comments that I've made the last couple of days, and sooner or later on the countdown, I'll read them. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Review. We start with host Michael Garfield as a caller on the line there discussing Michelle Bachmann, the Newsweek cover, and the way some people are reacting to the idea of a woman running for president.
They're going to be selling some magazine covers, very controversial. Newsweek just came out yesterday. On the cover is a photo of Michelle Bachmann, GOP candidate, president of the United States. Talked about her last week with, actually, John Huntsman is also running. He said that she is getting extra coverage because the media thinks she is good-looking and they want to cover her because she's pretty. I technically don't disagree with that statement. I understand that sex sells. Prettiness sells. I'd rather look at somebody who's pretty versus someone who's not pretty. Ladies out there, you want to look at some beefcake stud muffin with abs, doesn't even matter if he's bald or whatever like that, versus some tubby schlubby toot on tachas. You don't want to look at that, okay? That's what sells. Michelle Bachmann now is on the cover of Newsweek, which was the publisher is a very powerful female, Tina Brown. Publishes, used to publish Vanity Fair, many other things. I don't know. I'm trying to think, was this a narcissistic move that, here's one very, very, very powerful female in the world of media and publishing, Tina Brown, who is in charge, who can oversee anything that goes on her magazines and her media. She takes another very powerful woman, potentially could be the most powerful woman in the world by being president of the United States, and puts a not-so-flattering picture. Look at the photo. The photo of Michelle Bachmann is like, what? It's like it's a deer in the headlights. Look, it is not there. And so, and you cannot deny this controversy. It was on all the late-night comedy shows. It is on the front page of all your major web's internet news sites this morning. It's like, what's up with this controversy? Why this weird photo? If a male had a photo, if a male candidate had a photo like this, I don't think there would be any. It's whatever. It's another shot. But if it's a female, there's your double standard. And then we had a call. This is from Kathy, who is a female. Kathy says that females, they're actually not cut out for being presidents or leaders of countries or companies, which is a very, very bold statement, and it caused a ton of email to come into my inbox. And I really don't, I do disagree with Kathy on that one. I've probably had more female bosses in my life than I've had male bosses. You know, she was going back on the hormones and things. Hey, listen, I get testy too. I get ticked off. I get PO'd. Dudes do also. And I'm telling you, if you're in a negotiation with a third world country, if you're in a negotiation with Congress, sometimes I rather would have a hormonal chick going in there versus a dude. Just saying. Daniel, how are you? It's Michael. I appreciate you hanging in there, buddy.
Oh, thank you. I want to speak to all these people who are emailing. I'm sure they're emailing you just as you said right a while ago, and I'm sure they're listening right now. If they're against the woman talking about women shouldn't be leaders, let's look at the logic behind that. Margaret Thatcher was a woman, okay? Margaret Thatcher
I think she still is a woman. Actually, I have to check.
I should have said a woman leader.
Okay? Ah, gotcha.
Okay. Anyway, she sent in 100% men to go die in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, why aren't all these people that are sitting there emailing you who probably want to bash this woman for making what you said was a bold statement? How come they're not? How come they or their whoever was living at the time, their mothers, their grandmothers, wasn't jumping up and down about the sexism of that? And you can't say because women weren't allowed to go into combat. And the reason you can't say that is because you will never see any women marching anywhere saying that they want to go into combat.
Coming up, more debate over the Newsweek cover story here on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I can really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center for great savings. Get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save $50 on any cargo carrier over $199. And save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $2 on Iams dog food and 4 to 6.1 pound bags, including two new natural formulas from Iams. Simple and natural with no meat byproducts, and Sensitive Naturals, an alternative protein diet. Don't miss this great Iams deal, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
We are focusing on the talk radio review on the presidential race and, in particular, Newsweek's cover photo of Michelle Bachmann. Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talked about Michelle Bachmann, the Newsweek cover, and the criticism she's getting from members of her own party.
Everyone's all upset because they believe that it's a sexist and or liberally biased article. First of all, no one reads Newsweek. Okay? We don't care. It's worthless. I don't even hardly even ever choose any articles to read online from Newsweek because there's no insider value to the magazine whatsoever.
But that almost makes it worse because the question is the picture on the cover, right?
Yeah.
Nobody reads Newsweek.
They just
millions,
see the cover.
Millions of people walk by it in shops and bookstores and airports, etc., and they see the cover and they make a snap judgment.
They're calling her the Queen of Rage. I never got that from Michelle Bachmann.
Wow, you know what? That's amazing because that was the same garbage that was used against the guy sitting across from you. I'm just a big, angry white guy. Oh, yeah, that's what they're...
I am an angry
guess
white
where
guy.
That,
so I can tell you, away, you know, if they want to find somebody, if you want to see the Queen of Rain, you're looking at him.
But that's what they do. How much of this...
You're looking at him.
Bob, how much of this is generated in her own party?
What? Oh,
what
you
I just said, yeah.
Well, I've had a theory for a long time. Look, Republican women, all right, this is going to be harsh, but I'm going to say it, highly critical of all Republican women. I talked to Republican women. I hate Sarah Palin. I hate Michelle Bachmann.
I don't think they sound like that.
Why don't you stop whining and complaining and pick somebody and get behind them? It's like they don't like, I don't like anybody. Okay, well, great. How about Obama? You like him? You want him for another 4 years? So the question of the day.
They don't sound like that, Bob.
Yes, they do. Trust me, I'm not. I don't live in a bubble. You think I make this stuff up?
No, you live in Uptown. Come on.
No, I know people who are conservative, and I know, and I'm telling you, a lot of Republican women do not like Michelle Bachmann. A lot of them do. Just a second. I'm just saying there's
get the hint.
There's an immediate, people are attacking me for saying this, and I'm telling you, people have this reaction. I don't get that reaction with men. I get this eye roll. Oh, can't they get somebody better than that to be a conservative?
There's the male imitate. This is great. I gotta
That's what they sound like to me.
Here's John Howell and Amy Jacobson arguing over the Newsweek cover on their program. Amy thought it was terrible and sexist, while John doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. It's no big deal.
He thought it was terrible and double standard, and I thought, well, gosh, you know, all politicians is a rough sport. Better get used to it, but was she deceived?
Oh, completely. She was lied to. That picture that's on the front page or the cover of Newsweek was taken during a lighting test. Now, I know you've sat down for photo shoots. She was misled. They sit you down and they say, we're just going to check the lighting, and they bang off a few photographs. Well, that's the one that they chose to use. It was completely misleading. She was lied to. And, you know, basically they're casting her as a nut job.
But she didn't have any right of first refusal on the photo, so that she wasn't lied to specifically.
Well, Bachmann and her people were never given a choice to choose which photograph was going to be used. But when you do a lighting test, they tell you, this is a lighting test.
Who said this?
The photographer.
But what I'm saying is, who came out with the news that this was a lighting test photo?
Bachmann's people came out and said, that picture that was taken was used during the lighting test.
Here is Lois Romano. She is a senior writer with Newsweek magazine. Why that picture?
It's a very provocative photo. She's a very provocative candidate. She is stirring a lot of intense passions among the electorate and a lot of intense passions among her own party, and I think the cover reflects that.
I do, too. I don't think it's a particularly unflattering photo of her.
She's a beautiful woman, extremely photogenic, gracious. She seems warm and friendly to me.
No.
Not to you.
No.
But that picture made her look like she was a crazed woman who's going to go after somebody with a 9-inch knife.
Amy, I didn't read any of that into there. It looks like Michelle Bachmann. She's a very intense individual. That's what Tina Brown said. She goes, we picked out an intense photograph. And Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC and NBC last night said, look, it gets her a sympathy vote anyway. Everybody wins. We're talking about Newsweek, and Michelle Bachmann gets a few more votes in the Iowa straw poll.
Advisors say Bachmann is focusing on Iowa, where she is the front runner, and might even get a sympathy vote because of the unflattering portrait.
She's a very attractive woman, and seeing her in person, it just didn't really represent her very well.
I don't see what sets you off about it. They didn't misrepresent her. That's what she looks like. Those are her eyes. That's her smile. That's Michelle Bachmann.
Host T.J. Walker says that with the straw poll coming up this weekend, all eyes may be on Michelle Bachmann, but if Tim Pawlenty doesn't do well, his campaign is finito.
Governor Tim Pawlenty, he was going to be the big major candidate. He was going to be the candidate who would take over the Republican Party. Where is he now? Well, we're coming up on an important vote in Iowa. It looks like Tim Pawlenty is going nowhere fast. Now, Tim Pawlenty's sort of understated message when he ran for president was, hey, I'm not a crazy lunatic like the rest of these people. I'm not, you know, some sort of extremist like Michelle Bachmann, and I'm not a complete phony former liberal who's in favor of national health care like Mitt Romney. That was his big appeal. Hasn't worked. He's come across as boring, bland, not particularly savvy. His campaign is going nowhere. I predict his fundraising dries up, and he is out of the campaign within the next month.
Up next, we shift our focus on the countdown to two of the other candidates who are not officially in the race yet. That's on the countdown when we continue.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery, For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, Functional Magnetic Resonance Imaging. And there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio in the focus, talk television, the new media, news talk radio, issue-oriented political stuff. That's what we digest here, and the presidential race certainly getting a lot of attention. Here's host David Bloomquist talking to analyst Shane Thomas and Dave Castle about Governor Perry from Texas, and if her prayer meeting he went to helps or hurt his campaign.
Texas Governor Rick Perry, speaking of candidates, expected to announce this Saturday that he will run for president in 2012. While speaking at a national prayer event last Saturday, Perry told Christians to turn to God for answers to the country's problems. This is the same guy who asked Texans to pray for rain at a time when the state was suffering from one of its worst droughts ever. Is he a legitimate candidate, or is this a political religious crackpot? Because as soon as somebody starts the whole turn to God, let's pray thing, he loses me. I'm out. I don't like it. I see fanaticism. I see crackpot. I see whack job. I'm sorry. That's just how I roll.
Well, I would hope the majority of Americans would agree with you. But
I believe in God. I love God. But don't start. You know, I'm just not sure. Well, I'm just not sure that God's going to take time out from children dying in Somalia to worry about, you know, solving all of our problems that are all man-made. I'm just not thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that kind of approach to politics, you know, we're going to have a prayer rally to, you know, get God to give us grain. I mean, I think that would be offensive to, you know, a lot of Christians who would see this as either pandering or politicizing, you know, their religion. But that being said, I mean, Perry's a serious candidate. I mean, you know, he represents those kind of ultra-conservative values that a lot of at least a significant portion of Americans share. He's coming from the Republican Party, the part of the Republican Party that Bachman also represents. So I think that he's going to be competing with her for, you know, support in the primaries if he decides to run.
You know, it was a national prayer event, so the fact that he was invoking people to pray.
I know, but come on.
Hey,
come on, man.
Look, the reality is that, you know, personally, my opinion lies more with Ronald Reagan's comment about religion, which was that it's my relationship with God.
Here's host Alan Handelman talking with author Lee Burton, who's written a new book on Sarah Palin.
What is the latest on Sarah Palin?
Well, the latest right now is that she has to position herself and determine where she's going to go from here. She really does not have any option to not announce that she's running. If she were to not announce, she would become, she would drop into oblivion. And it, you know, there's a number of us that absolutely believe it's just a matter of time and that she'll draw this out. And, she loves the attention of everybody wondering and commenting on it. But, we think that the greatest likelihood of a date would be September 3rd because she'll be the guest speaker at a Tea Party organization in Iowa. And that she will announce then. Now, announcing is different from running. Then we get into the discussion and debate as to whether or not she will actually commit to a full-out run for 2012 or whether she will announce and after a couple of months, find a legitimate excuse so that she salvages her opportunities for 2016. But she does know. She's smart enough to know that she really does not stand a chance of winning. And with the entrance of Rick Perry coming on board, carrying the exact same religious political theology and bringing it into the limelight, Rick Perry definitely has the chance to end up being the nominee for the Republican Party.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with a lot of detail. But going back, I think Sarah Palin probably in her heart knows that she can't win, or maybe she doesn't even really want to go through it, but she can make a lot of money just by keeping people guessing. And that whole machine is very profitable. I mean, the movie didn't work out, did it? That didn't make much money for her, did it?
No, it didn't.
Up next, we focus on the reaction to the S&P downgrade of America's credit rating on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of the countdown. Welcome back in. I'm Doug Steffen, turning our attention now to Standard & Poor's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating, and seemingly everybody or anybody who's got anything to do with this. How political is this? Well, maybe we'll find out as Brian Freeman, a money talker, is on the air with CBS's Lucy Kraft about how foreign markets are reacting.
What's Japan's view of the U.S. economy, and how impacted has Japan been with the up and down numbers we have here?
Well, all the markets in Asia, of course, have been whipsawing in response to what's going on Wall Street. So pretty much if you see volatility on Wall Street, you'll see that have repercussions from Shanghai to Sydney to Taiwan, all over Asia, and that's what we've been seeing the last few days.
What big businesses there, corporations and the like, have really been hit the hardest?
Well, Japan, as you know, is highly dependent on exports. All the famous names that most Americans can name, Honda, Sony, Toyota, all those companies sell an awful lot of goods to Americans as well as to other parts of the world. And America is the biggest market for a lot of these firms. So if the American economy starts to slow down, if Americans lose their jobs, if they can't afford to buy a new car or buy a new electronic device, that's going to have a very severe impact on these Japanese companies, and that's what the fear is right now.
Now, Lucy, I really don't know the answer to this, so I thought I'd ask, is Japan in a recession?
I don't think we've been officially declared. The growth has been negative, of course, after the tsunami and quake, but we were expecting, last time I checked, to have a strong rebound into the end of this year, but there are all kinds of what-ifs at this point. If global growth, if there's a global turndown, then slowdown, then that's going to have hurt Japanese growth. And then there's also this question of the yen and the dollar. You know, the dollar has been weakening very substantially against the yen. If you were to come over here to take a vacation in Japan, you'll be shocked at how little a dollar buys over here. It used to be in the about 100 yen to a dollar, mm-hmm. and now a dollar only buys about 76 yen as of today. That's a record low.
That's quite a difference.
So, it's huge, and so That's going to have a very severe and negative impact on Japanese companies that export. So putting all that together, that could really bite into this growth that we were expecting later this year.
Finally, Lucy, what happened in the Japanese markets today?
We had a small rebound. It was up about 1%. And then, but we've had this scary moves on the currency markets, the dollar getting much weaker. Japanese officials are extremely alarmed about this. They've got a war chest, and they're ready to start buying dollars to support, to keep the currencies from fluctuating too far.
On CBS, Anthony Mason and Wyatt Andrews talked about what other ratings agencies have to say about Standard & Poor's downgrade.
We hear the name Standard & Poor's every day in the stock market reports. The S&P 500 is one of the indexes that measure market performance. S&P is also, of course, the company that downgraded America's credit rating. So we asked Wyatt Andrews to tell us more about Standard & Poor's.
Perhaps most baffling to investors today is how just one company, Standard & Poor's, caused so much market turmoil. S&P, which downgraded America's debt last Friday, is just one of the big three investment ratings agencies. But its two main rivals, Fitch and Moody's, disagreed with the downgrade. The company acknowledged a $2 trillion error, and critics say S&P was wrong on the basic facts.
I would say they didn't look enough at the ability to pay.
Jay Feuerstein, the CEO of the 2100 Xenon Group, says S&P focused too much on the gridlock in Washington and too little on the size and capacity of the U.S. economy.
Are you suggesting that S&P overstepped its bounds?
Well, I believe so. I really do. But if you look at our ability to pay and to meet our financial obligations regarding our debt, it's some of the best ever.
But the downgrade did tap into very real concerns about the deficit. S&P defends its decision by pointing to the end result of the painstaking debate over the debt ceiling. Managing Director David Beers argues the actual deal adds trillions more in borrowing.
It, in our opinion, does not go far enough to halt the rising debt burden of the U.S. Government over the near to medium term.
Ironically, agencies like S&P gained their power from the U.S. government, which in the 1930s began requiring the banks to use their ratings. But that power has cost the economy dearly when the agencies have missed the big ones, especially the collapse of Enron, Freddie Mac, and the entire 08 mortgage crisis.
In yet another irony, the downgrade of U.S. bonds has made them more valuable. That's because as investors dump their stocks, they bought safety in the form of U.S. Treasury bonds, the very investment S&P says has grown more risky.
Coming up, we shift our focus to the United Kingdom and the riots that began on Saturday. Talk show host James Whale says it's much to do about nothing. We'll get into it, though, in a few moments.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
The riots, the upset, what's going on in London? Talk host Michael Patrick Shields here with correspondent Nikki Hale, who's in England. They talk about the riots, which seem to have shifted away from London and are spread all over a good portion now of the country.
16,000 officers dispersed into London streets overnight. There were also people who marched out there to clean up. We understand that while London is stable, the Midlands and places like you're talking about, still very unstable. Does it make you unsettled to see this sort of thing happening?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very unnerving. We've got a lot of friends that are in London and then across the Midlands. Where we are is actually part of the Midlands. We're the south part of the Midlands. So we're only an hour 15 train ride to Birmingham, which was just the most recent area of looting. The interesting thing, though, waking up this morning is the British public, they've gone through a whole weekend of complaining about the slow reaction of the police, the lack of police on the street, and when there were police, the fact that they were just standing around and not doing much about what was happening. Well, if you remember back at the beginning of the year, we had the student riots and the protests that became quite violent, and the police were accused of being too aggressive against the students. So this time they've gone all the way back, and they haven't been aggressive enough. So coming up this morning, what happened is the actual British public have come out in force this morning, doing the same thing on the social network, on Facebook and Twitter, and have gone and they're doing a cleanup action. So you're seeing the actual communities come out, try and clean up and show these people that, you know, we're not putting up with this any longer.
These people, most of them young, I understand, put hoodies on and go out and smash into stores and steal and loot and start fires and just raise hell, and it started with a protest, but now has turned into a sort of a class warfare sort of thing. Is that true?
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that are just in it for no good, just trying to steal, you know, valuable objects from stores. I mean, you've got a large chain store, sort of like a Macy's, it's called Debenhams over here. Mm-hmm. Lots of Debenhams stores being broken into, and, you know, high-end glasses and watches and clothes being taken, and then televisions and iPads and things like that. So they're not in it to protest. They're just in it to take advantage of the situation. They can see that there's mass numbers of people coming out. And the interesting thing over the weekend was the police were given the demographic of these people, and they're very, very young, 14, 15, 16-year-olds. So now the question is, where are the parents, and why are they not in control of these teenagers?
Obviously, if you can travel to London now or to England, you can do so safely, or would you advise people stay away?
I think the situation is really coming to a halt now. They've got so much police presence everywhere. A couple of things have changed. So, for example, some of the soccer matches are being cancelled due to the lack of policing to actually serve those matches.
Mm-hmm.
But for everything else, I mean, there's the 2012 Olympic meeting, the year before, you know, 1 year period before the Olympics. That's still going on in London. There's lots of things that are still happening. Troy and I have been traveling around. We have not seen anything personally, even though it is quite close. I'd say you're okay, just, you know, stay at home at night, I think.
Here, radio guy Tim Hole with Terry Travis talking to correspondent Larry Miller about the riots in England, looting, and other things that are happening outside of London.
We've had reports, as you've heard, of more rioting overnight in several British cities. So let's go to London and CBS's Larry Miller. Good afternoon, Larry. I guess it's about 2:30 where you are. How's it going so far?
Well, it is about 2:30. Things are quiet on the streets right now. Not quiet last night outside of London. In London, there were 16,000 police on the streets, so the problems that we've had recently were not replicated last night. However, far to the north, in Manchester, Birmingham, in Salford, in Wolverhampton, Gloucester, rioting and looting, arson there. In Nottingham, a police station was firebombed, and there are hundreds of arrests. So while it's calm in London for the time being, it's not elsewhere in England.
Now, what do we know about people who were killed in Birmingham?
Well, people have been trying to protect their own neighborhoods. And in North London and Enfield, last night, residents took to the streets and said the police aren't protecting us. We're going to do it. In west of London, in a place called Southall, an immigrant community, there was a rumor there that they were going to be hit. So a group of Sikhs came out and ringed their temple to protect their temple and said that we are going to protect it from the terrorists, okay, who may come to our community and try to take over. Now, the people that you are referring to were three young men from a South Asian background, Pakistani, Indian, something like that, who were out on the streets about 1 o'clock in the morning trying to protect their neighborhood, and they were run down by a car that was in a hit and run, and they were killed, all three young men. So this is being linked to the rioting and the disorder, too. So those are the three deaths there. There was a shooting, man shot in the car a couple of nights ago in South London. That's being linked to the riots. And there are a couple of people from London who are in critical condition and remain so.
Larry, we are baffled over here why this is happening. Is this their version of an Arab Spring?
No, no. The only political element to this is in the much broader sense of kids who are disenfranchised feel that they have nothing to lose and lots to gain by clearing the shelves of electronic stores and sporting goods stores to get good tennis shoes, that sort of thing. Prime Minister Cameron today said that it's about a lack of good parenting, a lack of morals, lack of respect, and welfare state-encouraged idleness. He said that the gloves are off. Police can do pretty much what they want. And what he said, phony human rights legislation won't get in the way.
Here are our hosts, Elvis Polo and Pat Campbell, talking about the week of riots in and around London and what they think the Brits need to do to put a stop to it.
This is just another reason to go do something, because these Utes that you're seeing are the ones, and even the Utes there that have their act together are saying, all these people do is nothing all day.
Yeah.
They're on the dole.
Yeah.
They sit around. They find money, and they drink and do drugs.
Yeah.
Now, if the locals are saying it, and they're of the same age group, they know. And these store owners have lost everything.
It is blatant.
You can't let this continue.
Criminality.
No, yes,
thuggery.
Absolutely.
You know, they finally allowed, they're going to allow now, the possible use of water cannons for crowd, you know,
Control
and disperse it,
right.
and possibly rubber bullets. You want to get serious with these clowns?
Mm-hmm.
You do a curfew for starters, okay? And the bottom line is, if I see you on the streets, I'm going to shoot you. You know, you sound an alarm. You tell them, you know, you give them the warning. We're going to clear the streets here. You've got 20 minutes to clear the streets, or whatever, 10 minutes, or in my case, you got 30 seconds. Like Cal Sharpton, to get to the question.
Mm-hmm.
You got 30 seconds, or we are going to open fire. Not with rubber bullets. We're actually going to really open fire. We'll see how tough the tough guys are. They will make like good little cockroaches and scurry in a hurry.
Yeah, they would.
If they know you're serious, if they know you're gonna open a can of whoop ass and you really, really mean it, that'll nip this in the bud quicker than anything.
They're gonna have to do something like that. They're gonna have to.
Well, Pat, you can't just open fire on a crowd of unarmed people. These people are throwing rocks at the police.
Well, there's a lot
they're using, they're using lethal force themselves.
Up next, the latest from Afghanistan and the helicopter crash with lots of discussion about why we are still in Afghanistan. Next on the Countdown.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So remember, this program is about what's being heard on talk radio. A lot of the discussion topics come from inferences on talk television and in the print media. Here's host Trey Ware with terrorism expert Dr. Jeffrey Atticott about the increased violence in Afghanistan and whether or not that's related to the announcement of our planned drawdown of troops.
This was the same team, although not the same men, that got Osama bin Laden. They were the ones who were killed on Saturday. And we have seen an uptick, of course, in violence in the area. Do you think there's a correlation between us drawing down and pulling out and the uptick in the violence there?
Well, obviously, yes. I mean, the president missed a golden opportunity for us to emerge out of Afghanistan with victory in our wings. All he had to do is give the mission accomplished speech. We killed Osama bin Laden. It should have went something like this. President Bush, my predecessor, drove the al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan. We closed down the Taliban government that supported them, and now I have killed Osama bin Laden. These are two pivot points of victory. That's our mission accomplished. We're leaving. And that way the narrative would be that we won. Instead, the narrative is going to be that we lost because he's kind of fumbled the ball. We're going to withdraw 33,000 right before the election and the rest of us are going to get out in 2 years. Well, that's not victory. I mean, that's a slow, agonizing dribble. And the enemy is going to declare victory. They're going to say, we drove the Soviets out. We drove you out. So we have missed a golden opportunity. The politicians have sacrificed our men. We're out there dying, and the soldiers know it. They know that when they leave, this country is going right back to the basket case it was before we got there.
Is it still your position to cut our losses and get out of there right now?
Well, it's too late now. I mean, the president could get on national television and say, look, we're leaving. The narrative is that we killed. People would say, what? Why did you do that speech 2 months ago when you should have? It's too late. The window of opportunity has closed. We need another significant pivot point where we could declare victory. But the president, when they asked him 2 years ago, how do you define victory in Afghanistan? He said, quote, I'm not comfortable with that word. You don't go to war unless you can pinpoint or lay out a strategy and claim the word victory. That's what war is about. You have to be victorious. There's no substitute for military victory. You can't nuance this, as this president is trying to do.
Dr. Attica, before I let you go, so do we seek out a win like that, a victory where we can draw this to a close? Do we wait for the next significant, as you called it, a pivot point? What should we be doing as of today?
Well, you know, it's a quagmire. I mean, there is no, I don't see any other pivot points that we could point to. Osama bin Laden was a huge pivot point. President Bush was not able to kill him. It took us 10 years to find him. I mean, that was a tremendous tactical victory that we should have parlayed that into an overall strategic victory, because this is dirty fighting. These people don't wear uniforms. There's really no Berlin to capture. There's very few opportunities where you can say this is a turning point or a point for victory. There is no. There is no more. There are no more points for victory. Unless we could kill the number two person in al-Qaeda, then the president could get back on TV and say, look, we've killed al-Zawahiri, the number two guy. Now we're declaring victory. We're going home.
Talk host Eric Eggers. The military still doesn't want to release the identities of the soldiers killed in the helicopter crash. And the discussion is obviously whether it's a good idea or not.
Story from Yahoo News. U.S. officers opposed releasing names of the dead. Now, this is 12 hours ago. It says the chief of the secretive U.S. Special Operations Command has lobbied against the release of the names of American commandos killed in the helicopter crash in Afghanistan. 30 U.S. troops were killed when the Chinook helicopter was shot out of the sky in a remote Afghan valley, but in a break with Pentagon practice, the identities of the dead service members have not been released. And that's according to the article that we have here, the article that I think is on the front of Drudge right now. It goes on to say the dead include 22 members of the elite Navy SEAL commandos and 3 Air Force special operators. Quote, there were concerns expressed by SOCOM, that's U.S. Special Operations Command, commander, about the safety of the members of the unit and their families and the families of the fallen. Now, I have seen that some parents, in fact, the Miami Herald had an interview with one of the parents a couple days ago, and the parents were like, yeah, our son was in it. And to be honest, and obviously I didn't see the video, it's a newspaper article, but the quotes were pretty upbeat, and they said, listen, we're just so excited that we can now finally tell people how cool our son was, that the kind of stuff our son was doing, the way he was so selfless and volunteered and why he got in this and how he was selected, how good he is. I mean, people forget. You got to be, I mean, the cream of the crop to be in this thing and to get to that level. And you know how proud parents are. It's got to be incredibly, on some level, challenging for them to not be able to brag about their kid. I mean, if your kid is in the military, obviously you're filled with trepidation, but so much pride. And I can only imagine the pride of knowing that your kid has volunteered and serves in this way and is so good at it. That's like,
Navy SEAL.
Yeah, like, not only will we let you be in the military, but we'll let you be, like, the dude. Like, we'll let you be, like, the guy that comes into these remote valleys with all the tools and everything else and does stuff we can't even talk about. But they'll tell you, the parents. So I get it.
Find out more about what we've been talking about here and get some of the delayed broadcast. The podcasts are available anytime, day or night, at DougStephan.com.